It's time for our first look at the business news this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Brian Finn.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. The Russian ruble settled a bit overnight after the currency went into virtual free fall yesterday. It ended the day at 68 to the dollar, having fallen as low as 80 to the dollar after an interest rate hike by the Russian Central Bank on Monday night from 10.5% to 17% just served to spread panic across markets. The Russian currency has lost 20% of its value since the start of the week and is down more than 50% this year. The economy minister said that the government would not impose restrictions on Russians, preventing them from converting local cash into dollars. However, currency traders are reporting that demand for foreign exchange is 3 to 4 times normal levels at the moment. And on top of that, foreign exchange brokers in London and New York are no longer taking ruble trades. The Russian situation is having a knock-on effect outside of its own borders. Global stocks are down, with all the main indices in the US closing lower last night. Asian stocks recorded some gains overnight as investors appear to be getting in on a wave of bargain hunting. Emerging markets are also feeling the heat. The Indonesian Central Bank was forced to prop up the rupiah yesterday after it sank to a 16-year low. The US Federal Reserve starts its final policy meeting of the year tonight. A signal on interest rate hikes could put those economies under more pressure by sucking capital back into the US. And oil prices, one of the factors exacerbating the Russian situation, fell further yesterday. Brent crude, one of the key oil price measures, fell to below $55.50 overnight. In other news this morning, the travel booking website lastminute.com has been sold to Swiss travel firm Bravo Fly Rumbo for £76 million. The website was founded by tech entrepreneurs Martha Lane Fox and Brent Hoberman in October 1998, but was sold to US tech firm Sabre Holdings 10 years ago in a deal valuing the company at nearly $600 million. Sabre says it now wants to focus on its other technology businesses. Finally, currencies this morning. The euro is trading at $1.24.8 and 79.4 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Brian.